I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Carol Fran has had a long career as an entertainer on the nightclub circuit from south to southwest. She's worked the joints from Juarez to New Orleans, playing swamp pop and soul, jazz and country, along the way making records for the legendary Excello label, Carol Fran.
I was called the Sarah Vaughan of the Vukare, and the older gals didn't like that. But they couldn't do nothing about her.
Berman Street from the 50s, huh?
Yeah.
Who was in those clubs when you were there?
Frogman Henry, Papa Celestine, Snookum Russell, Elma Lollipop.
Now, let's dip back a little bit in time. You're originally not from New Orleans. You're from Lafayette.
Yes.
What was Lafayette like for you as a kid growing up? Tell a little about the family and mother and father and music.
I came from a very poor family. My mom did several jobs. She started out as a housekeeper, bringing home the 4 o'clock bucket because we was poor and she wouldn't eat no dinner. She'd bring it home for my brother and I. Hmm. My dad worked on the railroad. He would leave on Sunday night. He'd come home on Friday.
Taking care of the track.
Yeah.
That's hard work.
Yeah, that's hard work. That stuff killed him.
When was your sort of step into piano and music?
Well, first I tried to play piano because my mama wanted me to play piano. But I didn't want to play what she wanted me to play. She wanted me to be a concert pianist. I don't want to be no concert pianist. I wanted to play a boogie-woogie, and he couldn't find it in the piano books. I'm really just an improvist. Anything I can sing, I can play it.
Now, you also grew up par français, huh?
Oh, mais oui.
Tu parles français, Esther?
Mais oui, je parle français, Esther. Moi et ma maman, on parlait tout le temps.
Is there ever any music, any song that you did in French from growing up or that you did later where you'd sing in French?
Well, I did a couple things on the Blacktop label. Et quand tu me comptes des montres, ça casse mon cœur, cher petit.
Now, I know you spent a lot of time in Lafayette and you traveled up and down the Gulf Coast, but you left New Orleans at one point in all this and you went to Tijuana. Now, what led you to go to Mexico?
Well, there was a guy here, there was a female impersonator here, a club here called the My Oh My.
Oh, I've heard about it, of
course. Where all the gay kids were. Now, he wanted to be the singer around the corner, so he called this guy in Mexico. So the man came over, and sure enough, he hired me. Paid me $250 a week. Hey, that was a lot of money then.
And you went to Mexico.
I brought rock and roll to Juarez.
Right on the border there.
Right on the border. Hmm.
Tell us a little about Emmett Lee.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, Emmett Lee was a real person. He was a salesman for McGregor Men's Fashion. And he came over to my hometown. He was such a nice person. He was a good dresser. But anyway, I met him, and he went away, and he promised to call me. And so 4 weeks went by, and I didn't hear from him, and I got the blues one day, sat at the piano, and that's what I came up with.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.